The 2017 season for the Red Sox is over. The Houston Astros are advancing in the playoffs after an exciting game at Fenway Park yesterday that included the ejection of the Red Sox manager and an inside-the-park homer by a Sox rookie. But in the end, the Red Sox lost to the Astros 5-4. Fans outside the park seem pretty forgiving.
It was a good season. Not the best, but it was good. And we'll see what happens. Already can't wait for the spring.
Feeling sad, discouraged, but it was a great season and we're grateful.
It was a good game. The first inside the parker I've ever seen live, but I don't know. It'll be an interesting offseason, that's for sure.
But it was a painful day for players and for Sox manager John Farrell inside the park.
It's always tough when you end the season so abruptly. You go 100 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden it feels like you face plant into a wall when the season's over.
WBUR's Shira Springer was at yesterday's game and joins us this morning in the studio. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So it was a must-win game for the Sox, as we know, and they pretty much threw everything they had at the Astros, including the unusual move of bringing in Sox starter Chris Sale, who started Game 1 as a reliever yesterday. How did that go?
Well, it went very well for four scoreless innings, and then not so well. And, yeah, you mentioned it was an unusual strategy, but not so unusual because the Astros also brought in their starter from Game 1, Justin Verlander. Clearly, no one wanted to go to a winner-take-all Game 5. But as I mentioned, Sale went out in the eighth inning when he probably shouldn't have, and he gave up a game-tying leadoff homer to the Astros' Alex Bregman, and that put the score at 3-3 at that point. Here's what Sale had to say about yesterday's game.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we come here to win. Worked hard. Came down to the wires. Close game. So, took a little time off. Get back to the drawing board and make another run at it next year.
And just so you know what happened in the rest of the eighth, Craig Kimbrel took over. He also gave up a run, and the Astros finished the inning ahead 4-3.
But the Red Sox still had a chance in the ninth inning yesterday thanks to rookie Rafael Devers' move that had me shooting out of my seat at home, standing up and cheering.
Yeah, and that was the case in the ballpark as well. I mean, you just got to love this 20-year-old kid. An inside-the-park home run to lead off the ninth inning got people on their feet, going crazy, thinking, all right, maybe the Red Sox can rally and pull this one out and go back to Houston for Game 5, but no. And, you know, listen, the production of Devers, not to mention the production of Andrew Benintendi and Xander Bogaerts, who also hit home runs, just wasn't enough. The Astros are waiting to see who they're going to play in the American League Championship Series because the Yankees forced a Game 5 in their division series with the Indians. So it'll either be the Yankees or the Indians. And then one of those two teams will be going to the World Series.
The Yankees win yesterday is like sticking the knife in for Red
I know,
Sox
yeah,
fans.
Exactly, exactly.
You were in the Sox clubhouse yesterday after the game. What was the mood like?
Well, as you might expect, muted, somber. A lot of players were kind of giving each other hugs, and there were some quiet conversations amongst players in various corners of the clubhouse. Clearly, they were recognizing that they were soon going to be parting ways for the off season. There was also a lot of praise for teammates in the little mini media scrums that take place throughout the clubhouse. A lot of the Red Sox players were saying how much they liked playing on the team this year, how much they loved their teammates. In fact, here's what Xander Bogaerts had to say.
It's one heck of a team that we have right here. I would totally do it again with all of these guys that are in here. One of the best teams I've been around. The energy, the motivation, especially the veterans gave us, it was a fun year.
Well, very nice of Xander Bogaerts to say that, but it's now the offseason for the Red Sox, time to start planning for next year. Some of these faces are probably not going to be around. What are the Sox priorities, do we know?
Well, the big looming question is whether manager John Farrell will be back. It's a bit strange probably to be saying that because he did lead the team to two consecutive AL East titles. But as we know, they've also failed to get past the first round these last 2 years. So, of course, Farrell was asked in his post-game press conference about what the future held, and this is what he said.
They stuck together, they care for one another, and they fully compete right to the end. This is a very competitive, close-knit team.
What do you feel is needed to kind of get you guys past the hump of this division series, and do you feel like you're the manager who can do that?
Personally, yes, I feel confident in that. I can't begin to talk about what the off-season plans are and what the changes that may be realized, but still there's a lot of good things that are going on here.
Yeah, and right now the question of Farrell's future rests with Red Sox management.
Well, what do you think the betting is going to be on this? He stays, he'll be back for next season, or he won't be?
I think he's gone.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot.
Thank you.